I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN.
Oh, look at that. I'm actually doing a show this week. Well, howdy-do. Hey, this is Voice RSN Live. The old show that no one really pays too much attention to. And I just realized that the audio on my live stream is missing. So just give me a second here. Nope, not that one. Nope, not that one either. There we go, that's the right one. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. On the live stream. Because there are people watching. So, yeah. I'm pretty sure you guys are, you know, curious as to why RSN Live hasn't been happening regularly. And, short story is I've just been really busy in my personal life, and I don't exactly consider RSN Live to be that particularly important. Also, that said, I'm well aware that I haven't uploaded the show from like 2 weeks ago. How long ago was that? Hold on a second. Shows how much I care. let's see, the 12th. The 12th was the last. So, yeah, that'd be 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago. But, you know, shit happens. You gotta deal with it. And, that's all you can do. So, what else is going on here? It is also the night before ASEN. So, if anyone's listening that happens to be in the Chicago area, that's where I'm going to be chilling this weekend. Not sure who I'm going to meet there, to be honest. Boy, I sound excited. damn. Oh, and for those of you watching the old live stream, I've decided to finally put on that Summer of Sonic shirt. I can't see that. There it is. It's on. We're wearing it this time. So. Apparently I'm still pretty bad. I had a discussion about this earlier, how the UK definition of medium is apparently different from US, but hey. We're a fat country, so just gives me a goal. Oh yeah, the old goal: losing more weight. It's always a good thing to do, right? Just get some water here. All right, so I'm just gonna grab a random track here, and when I get back from it, well, I'll go ahead and put in my few cents about the... See, I can't think and do stuff at the same time. I don't know why. I'll put you in. Anyway, well, I'll talk about some gaming stuff. Gaming stuff's always good, right? So, I will return shortly.
Remix.
Okay, so wow. That's a not the music. That was linked to some rather interesting. You know, normally I don't like to rip on people's fan art, but good God, some of you people. You know, if it's not, you know, one thing, it's another. You come up with your own character that's got like one or two things changed off of the base character, and they're like very minute things. Yeah, mass respect to the people that do the, you know, that do art. It's just, you really need to think things through before just going for it. I'm drinking water. I should be drinking beer at this point. Did it get deleted? Deleted? Yep. Somewhere that guy's probably crying. Just putting that out there. I'm sorry. Sometimes I gotta, you know, I gotta put it out there. Not saying that any of my work's any good. Not that I do art, but considering that only two people are completely tuned into this podcast is telling enough. Anywho, what was I going to talk about? Well, there's two Steam-related items that have caught my eye. First and foremost, since it's a Sonic podcast, I guess I should mention it. Somebody over at Valve, because if I remember correctly, it is Valve who controls how Steam operates. Someone over at Valve accidentally bundled a beta copy of Sonic 4 Episode 2 with a pre-order, and so just people were getting it. People were getting have gotten a beta copy of this game. It's a leak. That's what it is. It's a leak. So obviously people have cracked it from the Steam DRM and been playing it. Dumped the soundtracks already. All that stuff. I, on the other hand, am going to be holding off on that. I'm just going to buy it when it comes out. I don't know. Like, I guess when I didn't have any income, I'd be more willing to take it. But I've found since getting a stable income that I'm more willing to buy things. So, that's kind of like, what was it that happened? Sonic Generations, that got, like, released early in a store, and everyone was, like, dumping all the information from it. Dump all the things! And I was that guy that was like, yeah, screw that, I'm just going to wait for it to come out. So, I'm a good guy. Not implying that you're all assholes, I'm just saying it is kind of a dick move to, but then again, I know some of you said that you're gonna pay for the game when it comes out anyways, so maybe you should buy it twice. That's how you solve that dilemma. Just buy it twice. You know, someone probably got like reamed over at Valve over that. So, yeah. I don't know. I've heard it's an interesting game, a fun game. We'll see what happens. Yeah, the only reason you can run this the PC release is it's not tied into Steam right now, Shadex. You know, as soon as you buy the actual retail release that's bundled with Steam, it's gonna like bog down like no one's business. I'm sure the beta was... I'm sure the Sonic 4 Episode 1 beta was fast as hell, too. So. And this has played for the second time, so just give me a second to change this. There we go. I'm not trying to start any confrontations. Alright. I'm just saying. Just saying. Getting linked again. Another wonderful fan art. He looks stoned. It says Weretails, but he looks stoned. Very, very stoned. What we got here? Oh, God. I'm done with DeviantArt tonight. Just saying. I'm done with DeviantArt. Not only is that a recolor, it looks like a god. It is a goddamn trace! Oh! No! No! I'm done with you, Deviant. I'm done with you. Every time I go there, I'm more disturbed. And again, I know that there's some gems on DeviantArt, but it's like buried in a pile of shit. That's all I can say about DeviantArt. Wow, okay, back onto the Valve stuff going on. So, the other thing that was big is... one of the Linux benchmark testing websites has pretty much said that Steam will be coming to Linux. They have screenshots, you know. and, you know, supposedly it's going to come by the end of the year, but it is Valve we're talking about, and I believe they told us that Half-Life 2 Episode 3 was supposed to come out in 2 years, back in, like, what, 2008? It's 2012. We have no Episode 3. But that's a, you know, it's a good thing. I mean, I do understand that Steam... coming to Linux and the Source Engine doesn't mean... Well, first off, it means only games running Source Engine are going to run on Linux. And the indie games are going to be the only things running. So Sega, get your ass in the game and release a goddamn Linux port of Generations. Can't stress that enough. You're leaving us out to dry. Come on. You know what? Generations was good and all, but you do still owe us for Sonic 06. Alright? I played that game again. So you owe us something. Alright? Yes, a Sonic 06 Linux edition. It brings a whole new definition to kernel panics. But I'm hoping we'll see, you know, game developers kind of jumping on this. Now... supposedly one of the catalysts for this, and I've never used it, so I can't really give an opinion, but supposedly one of the catalysts for this is Windows 8. Apparently, Gabe does not like Windows 8. He doesn't like the direction it's going in. He hates Metro. From what I've read, there's quite a universal disdain for Metro. It's probably going to be like Microsoft's Unity. So, see what happens, Microsoft? See what happens when you listen to your UI designers over the consumers? Shit like this happens. And don't think you're getting away, Ubuntu. You guys are in the same damn boat. Alright? With your stupid fucking Unity desktop that is horrible. And this even stretched out to the GNOME developers with GNOME 3. I guess everyone's like, all these desktop environment designers are thinking that everyone's gonna be running on tablets. So they've completely forgotten the fact that PC games don't run well on Intel HD integrated graphics. So, a lot of sighing going on. This is quite annoying, to say the least. So, now that I've got that out of my system, I think it's time to pull up some more music here. Trying to hold back some burps. It's real good. Let's see, what can I get? What can I get? Well, you know what? It's been a while since I've heard this. And even though it sounds like elevator music, it makes me laugh every time. So we will listen to it. Let's see, where else we can go? Go with that. Alrighty, so I will be back shortly. Here's some more Sonic remixes for you. As soon as I find the stop, here we go. love those fancy sound effects. It's actually the first time I've heard that. You know what? I said I gotta find a lot of remixes, but here's the thing. I actually have a lot here. I've never really played them before, and I don't know why. So I'm just randomly choosing tracks at this point. It's gonna happen for now. In fact, you know what? I'm just gonna play more. Just because I need to get something to drink. And, music kills time. So just give me a moment to, find out what we're doing here. Throwing some more music here. Whoa, that's a long one. Well then, it'll be good. This is gonna be like a 10-minute block. Wow, okay. Well, hey, why not? I haven't really done like an episode or a podcast where I've done a lot of music, so let's take care of that, shall we? Man, that got really messy towards the end, didn't it? those are from the, those last three have been from, the Hedgehog Heaven fan remix project, which I'll probably play a couple more before this, podcast is through, but, in the meantime, how are things? As some of you have noticed, I've switched from the water to the beer. It's good. I don't know what else to really talk about. You got the Sonic stuff going on. By the way, not attending any of the Sonic events. Summer Sonic, nah. Sonic Boom, nah. My Sonic fandom ends at the keyboard here. I don't know. Maybe in a couple of years, if I feel that way. Yep. So, I guess some minor notes. I'm still working on getting my new laptop all set up and whatnot. Like I said, I've been pretty busy the past couple of weeks. And I've only had this laptop for 3 weeks. wow. Shadex wishes that I mention that June's cats died and replaced them with dying ducks in episode 2. Wow. That is heavy, man. That is very heavy. Oh, you know what? I just realized it is like 46 minutes into this podcast. I never said, what channels I'm in. So, better late than never. IRC.surrealchat.net. Presently hanging out in Sonic Stadium. And IRC.afternet.org. Hanging out in RSN. That is the primary channel. That's what I do. That's where I hang. No one comes to that channel, but I don't really advertise RSN that much. I don't see a need to. That kind of means I have to, do good at that point. And I don't do good, as you can see. But you know what? I was told that I am 1,000 times better than this one person who tried and immediately got kicked off over at Radio Nintendo. I don't know the person's name or anything like that. I just remember being told that my podcast is like a 100 grand production in comparison, which is really funny because I've really just slapped random pieces of software together and experimented. Really, I'm surprised that Livestream is working as well as it has, which, by the way, I'll probably be playing some games afterwards. That said, I do have to get ready because, as I announced earlier in the podcast, tomorrow starts ASEN the 15th. For those who haven't been paying attention, I've been talking about that the past few weeks. A few shows. Haven't really been consistent. It's an anime convention held in Chicago every year around this time. Rosemont Convention Center area. In particular, the Hyatt O'Hare Regency and the Stevens Donald Convention. Stevens E. Donald? The convention center that's in Rosemont, there's really only one. it's a pretty big event. Goes for 3 days. Gotta give props to the people at work security because they're not allowed to sleep for 72 fucking hours. That's literally like one of the requirements. You have to be willing to go 72 hours no sleep. Anyways, so I'm gonna be attending that. This will be my third one. I attended like two consecutive, and then I kind of stopped because I kind of like. Well, what happened is I had college, and it happened to fall during my senior project. Oh, I'll be taking pictures. I'll actually be updating my Twitter while I'm there quite frequently. That's what I plan to do anyways. I'm starting to burp. But yeah, I'll be taking pictures. Count on that. Who goes to an anime convention without taking pictures? Losers do. It's like half the fun of going to one. I think the other part of this for is, I should see how many Sonics I can find. I think the last time I went, I counted one. Just one. It wasn't even the cobalt blue Sonic. It was some guy with a sky blue Sonic color going on. So, but hey, there was at least one. Damn it, I don't know why Sonic's not more popular. Ah! Crazy. Tell you what, maybe next time maybe next year I get some stills, I'll go as a Dr. Eggman. I am certainly fat enough in the belly area for that to go. Unfortunately, I don't have the epic stash going, and I still have my hair, so that might present a problem. I do know that I can get prescription sunglasses, so I can make that work. No, I wouldn't do that. I don't think I'd be a good cosplayer person, doohickey guy. You gotta be like really, really, really dedicated to that kind of stuff. And you see how dedicated I am to this. Good God, I can't even keep my podcast consistent anymore. That said, I will keep doing them. I am not giving up. Even though my viewership has dropped to 3 people who, yeah. I'm still gonna go. Still gonna go with it. Because why the hell not? You know? I got time to spare. Do some stuff. I didn't do what I was gonna, what I said I was gonna do though, but again, yes. How about this? I'll just be overweight Sonic. Sonic found a Portillo's and just went to town on all those chili dogs. We'll go with that. That's the backstory. That is the backstory. He fell off the wagon. Classic Sonic. But that would mean I wouldn't be able to talk. I don't think I can emulate Jill White. I can't even do Urkel properly. So Sonya is out. There you go. Hell, I'll just go as Amy or Sonya or Blaze. And then I can just be like, why are you all running away? That would put me in league with Sailor Bubba, I believe. You want to be dumb tails, huh? Let's see. Ghost Sonic. Yeah, that'll get people to run. Okay, well, you know what? It's starting to wind down here. Obviously, we're starting to get a little dumb here in our conversations. And for those of you who are listening to the podcast, I do chat with people in the IRC chat room while on the show. So that's what you're seeing. I should go as an original character. Yes. What's your name? Voice the Hedgehog. You look like Sonic. I have an earring, sir. I have an earring. Totally different. We're up to four. Okay. I think it's time to start putting some stuff in. So I'm gonna play two more. I have a character. Oh, you're referring to Sonic in a dress. Again, if I was skinny enough, I could make it work. And like I said earlier, I would try to force Silver Sonic on, but Skype doesn't like to work. Turns out working is not in Skype's best interest. So, who knows? That just annoys me to no end. Super Sonic Skype. I'll put it in. We'll see what it does. If it's anything, it'll be like Ska-Cha-Cha. And this little doohickey. God, these are all obscenely short. Let's see. What's a good one? Well, I don't know what's a good one. So I'm going to play three because they'll equal out to what's left here. So, this is Voice RSN Live, and I will hopefully see you all next week.
RSN Radio. It really whips the hedgehog's ass.